K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the third 2013 K-State grad, current alum, obviously. Purple Project Podcast, football, men's, women's basketball, baseball tomorrow night, and so much more. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. First time mind giving us a listen here. As I'm recording this on Tuesday evening, hold up, March 18th, 2025. Getting straight on into it here real quick here. Going to switch gears from women's basketball over to the other side of the coin. We had news today from men's basketball. K-State men's basketball. David Gasson was named the National Association of Basketball Coaches All Central Region second team earlier today. As the organization announced its all district honors, the honors are voted on by the NABC Member Coaches Association across Division One. There, hey, it is the first NABC award for Big D. David Gasson obviously wrapping up his career at K-State this year. Unfortunately, not going to the tournament, unfortunately. But getting more postseason accolades and more deserving. For this young man, obviously, Gasson was also, which I did not mention this, was named onto the coaches all Big 12 honorable mention team back last week. He is the first Wildcat to earn all district accolades. You got to go back since the duo Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson led K-State to its last NCAA appearance, of course, which led us all the way to the Elite Eight. Back in 2013, sorry about that. The native from the Netherlands, Gasson was the Wildcats' leading scorer this year and rebounder for most of the season. And yes, he was definitely that. And then some, obviously, the most consistent Wildcat on his basketball team. Obviously, and for good reasons, right? And I saw some, I might come back to this. And I know this has nothing to do with Gasson. Coleman Hawkins. I'm going to get on that because I saw something that I got a notification. This is from Mason Wolf, and I don't have it pulled up right now. I might come back to this at another episode. But if I think what it is, I'm going to get on that. But anyways, especially what took place afterwards, after the Big 12 tournament, which K-State got eliminated by Baylor. But anyways, this is not about Coleman Hawkins. This episode is about David Gasson, right? 13 points a game, 64% shooting from the field, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, almost a block. And he averaged almost 30 minutes a game. He scored, obviously, double figures. Led a team in double figure scoring. Or double digit scoring. I already just said double figures in the team's best 26 games, including team best 6 20-point performances. Six games. Okay, it all jumbled up. That he scored in this year. 20 points or more, including the last game against his last game as a Cat against Baylor. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, as David Gasson was named onto the NABC All Central Region second team earlier today. The Gasson was joined by Stephen Ashworth of Creighton, Tamar Bates of Missouri, and not only that, Mark Mitchell and Caleb Grill. And that name should be familiar. Caleb Grill was originally from Iowa State. I was not aware Caleb Grill went to Missouri until like a month ago. That's how bad. Now, obviously, I haven't paid attention to Missouri. Now, Missouri's in the tournament, but I didn't even know Caleb Grill was in Missouri. Now with him, they got a tough little task ahead of them. Them boys got to play Drake in the first round. And I think they're gonna get knocked off. But anyways, I got to do my bracket here between now and Friday. But yeah, Caleb Grill, now at Missouri. Mark Mitchell, Tamar Bates, Missouri. Also on this list here with Kasan, Amari Williams and Lamont Butler from Kentucky, Jason Edwards from Vanderbilt, and big troll neighbors, Iowa State, Keyshawn Gilbert and Lipscomb's Jacob Ojinovich. I almost got that right there. So Dave Kasan joining by them. And I'm just going to go ahead and say the first team honorees while we're on the subject here. Kansas, Hunter Dickinson, boo. They're also in the tournament. I don't think KU's going to get past first round or the first weekend. Memphis, PJ Haggerty, Chucky Hepburn from Louisville, another Iowa State member in Curtis Jones, another Creighton member in Ryan Kalbrenner, Tennessee's Chad Lanier, and Zakai Ziegler, Otega Owe from Kentucky. Speaking of Drake, they got somebody on here in the first team. And Bennett Sturts and Bryce Williams of Nebraska there as well. And speaking of Missouri, turning things around over there and making the tournament, Dennis Gates was named Central Region Coach of the Year by the NABC earlier today as well. So that's kind of growing right down the line here as we name off, and part of that group are David Kasan, part of the NABC All-Region team, second team there. So congratulations. And also to you, Sir David, congratulations on getting honorable mention in the Big 12 postseason awards as well. So we've failed to mention that on that. So that's kind of the latest there on men's basketball, as we kind of have them on the back seat because Casey Wins basketball is going to be taking center stage here at the end of the week as they're going to be getting ready to take on Fairfield, 12-seeded Fairfield, who won the MAC at 19-1 clip, 28-4 there as well. So, again, tomorrow I'm going to have a piece on Fairfield by itself. So get to know the K-State's opponent, as K-State will look to try to get past them if they're going to get to the second round of the NCAA tournament there as well. So tough task for Jeff Mitty, Ayoka Lee, and Serena Sundell and company as they look to try to get past them first. So that's what's on task. But again, congratulations to Kasan on the NABC second team Central Region, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You get it. That's a mouthful. Wherever you get your podcast, first thing you need to do, make sure you do subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell. Every time we post content, K-State content, daily, yes, sir, 99.9% of the time, y'all will be right there to know about it. And, of course, the second thing, make sure y'all tell a fellow student, your roommate, a K-Stater, and or a fellow Big 12 fan about the Pro Project Podcast. We appreciate your support continuing. And it blows my mind that you guys continue to listen to EG3 in his view on that. And that did not come out right. But anyways, it blows my mind that you guys continue to support this podcast. And I appreciate that so much. Every day, your K-State Wildcats every day. Don't forget about our channel, bonus content over on Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-R, number 3 E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. For more Wildcat content, make sure y'all listen to the latest edition with myself and Alex A. As we talked K-State Wins basketball, the latest that dropped a couple of days ago. So y'all make sure y'all get a load on that before K-State Wins basketball hit the floor for their first round matchup against Fairfield on Friday afternoon, which that episode dropped earlier today as well. So make sure y'all give that a listen. For right now, that's going to do it for this edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC Mo. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.